If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, get ready to build a Pikachu. Lego Pokemon sets are coming. Microsoft shares an Xbox screenshot with a rival game store on it. And the biggest cross-industry union for video games launches in the US. Here is the news for Sunday, 23rd of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Lego fans, get ready as a new collaboration has been announced with the Pokemon Company. The Lego website says it's coming in 2026 and reports say it's part of a new multi-year partnership. It does make sense considering Lego has a set of everything including Zelda, Mario and of course Animal Crossing. I honestly can't wait to see what other Pokemon get announced. Please give me a Charizard and a Lugia.
However, up until now, Pokemon had a partnership with Mattel's Mega Bloks and Mega Constructs lines, and they've always held exclusive rights to create official licensed brick Pokemon. Mattel even renewed its license with the Pokemon Company in 2022 to make Mega Pokemon building sets for years to come, but clearly it's not exclusive rights anymore. Whoops, Microsoft shared a new image this week of a redesigned Xbox interface, and it included something that people didn't expect. Steam. That's right, in a tiny bubble up the top of one of the screenshots, there was a tab named after Valve's massive PC storefront, which fueled a bit of rampant speculation, as spotted first by The Verge.
Now, it could be that on PC, the Xbox app might become more of a unified store for all your games. Think how GOG Galaxy works, for example. But what people would be really interested to see, I'm sure, is Steam games on Xbox hardware. That might be a stretch, but Microsoft quickly pulled it down. So either they wanted to chuck water on the idea or weren't quite ready to announce that particular feature just yet. Hit the show notes to see The Verge story and speculate for yourself.
We here at Sifter love a union, and we love the games industry. So we were thrilled to hear that this week a bunch of game developers have launched an industry-wide union for anyone working in video games. Speaking at the Game Developers Conference this week, Communication Workers of America announced the launch of the United Video Game Workers Union, which run alongside their main efforts. The UVWCWA aims to build a community of workers and promote large-scale education campaigns about labor rights within the industry, which is just music to my ears.
With all the studio shutdowns and mass firings, it's no wonder that workers in the studio are looking for guidance on how best to protect themselves. Unfortunately, negotiation efforts between unions and studios in the States haven't been overly promising yet, like with staff at Raven Software, who've been in negotiations with Activision for close to 3 years now. But a more united workforce is a stronger workforce, so power to them and good luck. And the most important news this week, well, for us at least, Sifter has been nominated for an award. The Samsung Australian IT Journalism Awards are back for 2025, and we've been announced as a finalist in the Best Independent Coverage. Sifter has been running for 10 years now, and it's a massive team effort to create all of our podcasts, Lightmap, Drop Rate, and of course, Walkthrough. So it's always wonderful to see what we love to do be recognised. And as always, thanks so much to you for listening to all our different shows.
That's not it though. Some of our team are also finalists for individual awards for work they do outside of Sifter. Courtney Smith is nominated for Best New Journalist. Chris Button is in the running for Best Technical Journalist. And our executive producer, Gianni DiGiovanni, is up for Best Gaming Journalist. Fingers crossed the team walk away with some wins next week.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
For all my little thronies, Game of Thrones King's Road hits early access on the 26th. You play your own character going on adventures next to your best buds of Westeros, where every story ends happily. Probably not, but hey, it's very closely connected to the TV series, and it's out on PC.
Out Thursday is the long-awaited Atom Fall, a survival action game set in a post-apocalyptic Britain. Rebellion, the developers of the Sniper Elite series, are channeling Fallout and Far Cry for this one, and it looks great. That's out on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S on the 27th.
Also out on the 27th is the first Berserker Kazan. It's a brutal-looking action RPG with fast, precise combat and parrying. Early impressions are positive, so be sure to check this one out when it comes to PC, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S.
For all the nostalgia heads out there, the 90s Game Boy classic Bubble Ghost is getting a full remake this week. All new art style, new levels, plus the full original game included as well. That's out on Switch this Friday.
Also out Friday is the hopeful Sims rival in Zoi. Customize characters, construct houses, and build a life amongst your fellow Zois. Can you murder them with household-related mishaps? Find out when it comes to PC on the 28th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We're taking next week off, so there won't be a regular episode because most of the team will be at the Lizzie's, but we'll still bring you the release radar, so keep an eye out on your feed for that. And wish us luck, and we'll be back the week after that with another episode.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Soddy Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news on the 6th of April. That's in 2 weeks' time. We'll see you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Gareth Damian Martin, developer of Citizen Sleeper 2, joins the podcast again and shares why those dice rolls and the challenge are actually all in your head.
It's funny how often people think that I might be cheating the dice rolls. The human brain has a way of narrativizing absolutely everything. There's a reason we use dice in tabletop games so much, and that's because they have this incredible ability to tell a story. Even if you just roll three threes in a row, that seems like it means something. The stress design is so effective to me because it asks the player to set their limit, and you will naturally slot into your kind of tension spot. The lowest dice in the game are a coin flip. Almost everybody, hopefully everybody who plays through Citizen Sleeper, has at least one moment where they're like, oh my god, it's gone horribly wrong.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website sifter.com.au.